Welcome, welcome, welcome. Let me express my appreciation for your being here today and just express appreciation so very, very much. Always good to get together, not only to enjoy our friendship and fellowship with one another, but to enjoy us as a congregation and giving our praise to our Heavenly Father in worship. There is an outline in the bulletin this morning to look around because I know we have company with us. Be sure to share. You're very welcome to even get up and go get a bulletin. Just come back in if you do that. But you please follow along. The title of the lesson, Forgive Me. Sometimes when people ask me that question, I say yes, and they follow up with the question, really? Really? Can God forgive me? So sometimes we may have asked ourselves that question. God, can you forgive me? We may have heard friends or neighbors ask us that question. Do you think God can forgive me? Well, I put in your notes, sometimes we hear people say, and I've heard it, God, sometimes they'll say, God can't forgive me because my sins are too bad. I've heard people kind of add to that and they'll say, my sins are not only too bad, but they're too many and I've committed them for too long a time. I don't think God can forgive me. I say, Brian, I've done some awful things in my life. I've heard people say, Brian, I've done some things that can't be undone. Some things I've done can't be fixed. It can't be repaired. They said, Brian, I've disappointed and hurt too many people too many times. I don't think I can be forgiven. Wow. And then they've expressed frustration. They said, I think I'm hopeless because of what I've done. And then they've kind of concluded, my case is too difficult for God to forgive.
Oh.
So the question is asked, can God forgive me for what I've done over the years for too many times? So we want to know, can I be forgiven and can I be put in, back into God's favor? So just put in your notes, the Bible message is one of forgiveness and one of hope. That's why Jesus commissioned his apostles right before he ascended back to the Father everywhere. You don't just go to the people that you think are okay already. No, you go everywhere and you preach a good news message. And he that believes it and is baptized can be saved. So hundreds of times the Bible uses the word grace, forgiveness, deliverance, salvation. So I almost want to put 10 verses. I always want to say to somebody, how many verses do you need to be convinced that God will forgive you? I've just given you 10. Ephesians 3, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. You think God can't forgive you? God is able to do above what you think. Abundantly, exceedingly above what you think. God can't forgive me. Oh, yes, he can. Hebrews 7, he's able to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Jesus Christ. He's able. Hebrews 5, Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Just come. Just do what he says. Romans 5, verse 20, in our text that was read to us this morning, where sin abounded. Oh, too many. I have too many sins, Brian. But the Bible, Paul said, grace did much more abound. Oh, my sins are piled up too high. Oh, wait a minute. God's grace is even bigger. Covers that. 1 Peter chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to his abundant mercy. Abundant mercy. Isaiah 59 in the Old Testament, the prophet said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. When I read that verse, I think, God doesn't have alligator arms reaching out to us. No, He reaches out. He's able to save. In Psalm 84:11, the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly, except to do what God says. Psalm 86:5, Thou, Lord, art good, ready to forgive, ready, plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon Him. Psalm 86:15, But Thou, O Lord, are a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. Psalm 103, The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. In Micah 7:18, the prophet asked a question, Who is a God like unto thee? You're almost like, God, this is too wonderful. You can forgive me? And so who's a God like unto you? And then Micah answers his own question. He says that pardons iniquities, passes by the transgression, retains not His anger, delights in mercy, the verse continues. He will have compassion upon us, conquers our iniquities, will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Wow. So we asked the question, the title, God, can you forgive me? Really? Yes, He can. So in the rest of your notes, I'm giving you just a couple examples. There's more in the Bible. But just take a look at a few of these. Number one, I just put the publicans. Some people don't know who the publicans are back in Jesus' day. But let me tell you about the publicans. If they were around today, they would be working for the Internal Revenue Service. They were the tax collectors of Jesus' day. You think God can forgive someone who works for the Internal Revenue Service? Yes, He can. I can't. But God can. The publicans, they were the Jews that the Roman Empire hired to collect revenue from other Jews. So the Romans who were in charge said, I'm going to gather you Jews around. I want you to collect taxes from your own people. And all that collecting taxes, that was a vicious task. And so these publicans, they would overcharge their own people. Oh, you owe more than what you think you do, they would say. The publicans. They would bring a false charge against their own people so that they could kind of bribe them to pay more. All those publicans. Can God forgive them? Someone, even back that day, you thought, well, that was the lowest form of employment. Well, that if you were a publican, you just brought ill favor on yourself, even among your own people. You're a tax collector. Can they be forgiven? Luke 3, all of these are in the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke. Luke 3:12. Then also publicans came to be baptized. And they said unto Him, What shall we do? He said, Exact no more than what is appointed you. Now you can be forgiven. But don't do what you've been doing. In Luke 7, all the people that heard Him and the publicans, they justified God being baptized with the baptism of John. In Luke 18:9, Jesus tells a parable. It says He spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous. And they despised others. It says two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a publican. Oh, can they both be justified yet? But one was a Pharisee, and he went to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee prayed thus with himself, oh, I thank God that I'm not like this one or this one or that wretched person. Or I thank God that I'm not even like this publican. Then it was the publican's turn to pray in Jesus' story. And he prayed, he bowed his head, he smote his breast, God, just be merciful to me, a sinner. And then Jesus said, this man, the publican, went down to his house justified and not the other. Two men went to the temple to pray. But only one was justified. A publican? Yeah. Remember the story of Zacchaeus? Jesus, he was up in a tree to watch Jesus pass by. Jesus stopped and called him down. I'm going to your house today, Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a tax collector. Collected the taxes. But Zacchaeus, when he has Jesus in his house, says, if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore fourfold. Jesus said to him, this day is salvation come to this house. Publican? Maybe saved? Yeah, sure. But you're probably thinking, well, okay, but I'm not a publican. Not a tax collector. I don't work for internal revenue. So number two, I just put kind of sinners in general. Just sinners. A few more examples. Now, if I haven't listed you in this list, you can be forgiven. You know, think, well, Brian hadn't talked about my sin, but, oh, yeah, all sin. When Jesus was introduced to, in his birth, to Joseph and Mary, in Matthew 1, verse 22, it says, she shall bring forth a son, the angel announced. Bring forth a son. You call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. From their sins. Which ones? Sins. Sins. In Luke chapter 7, verse 44, is the story of a woman at Simon's house. It says she washed Jesus' feet with her tears. She dried them with her hair. And so Jesus says in Luke 7, verse 47, I say to you, Simon, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much. In verse 48, he repeats it. So now he says to her, the first time he says it to Simon, Simon, her sins are abundant, many sins that she's committed too many times, too long, and perhaps even too horrible, are forgiven. Then he says to her, woman, thy sins are forgiven. In the text that was read to us this morning, the scripture reading, in Romans 5, verse 8, God commended his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My sins? And then it says, and much more, being now justified by his blood, shall we be saved from the wrath of God through him. To God through Jesus. Sins? Which ones? Doesn't matter. Just sins. Sins. Number three, a woman taken in adultery. Jesus told him, they even came to Jesus and said, Moses, the law commands that she should be stoned. What do you say? Jesus said, I don't condemn you to go and sin no more. Don't do it. There was a man that denied Jesus. Number four on your list. Denied Jesus three times. Well, that's pretty bad. Denied the Master, the Messiah, the Son of God. Wow. Personal affront to the one God sent, God's Son. When just earlier, Peter and the other apostles just told Jesus, you can count on me. I'm with away, brother. I won't forsake you. And here's the story in Matthew 26. Peter sat outside the palace. A damsel came in to him, said, weren't you with Jesus of Galilee? He denied before them all, saying, I don't know what you're saying. Verse 71 of Matthew 26. So he went out into the porch A maid saw him and said, "This fellow was with Jesus of Nazareth." Again, he denied with an oath, "I don't know the man." Well, after a while came unto him they that stood by, and they said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them. Your speech betrays you." Now then, in verse 74, he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I don't know the man." And immediately the cock crowed. Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said to him, "Before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. Think Peter can be forgiven? Denied Jesus three times. Added cursing to it, to his denials. Well, after Jesus' crucifixion and after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus spent 40 more days in an earthly ministry before he ascended back to the Father. During those 40 days, he calls the apostles to him. And he offers Peter an opportunity to reverse his denials in John chapter 21, verses 14 through 17. And three times, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes," three times. Be forgiven? Sure can. Number five in your notes, what about those who murdered the Messiah? Boy, it gets worse. I just didn't deny him. There's others that actually murdered the Messiah. They crucified the Christ. Can they be forgiven? Stories in Acts chapter 2. And Peter is standing up with the 11 on the day of Pentecost. All the devout Jews are in Jerusalem for the feast. Peter said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by Jesus in the midst of you, as you yourselves know. And him," meaning Jesus, "being delivered by the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." And then he reaches the point in his lesson in verse 36. He says, "This Jesus whom you crucified, God has made both Lord and Christ." And it says in verse 38, when they heard this, they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do? We've murdered the Messiah. We've crucified the Christ. I can't be forgiven. I'm done. I can't fix what I've broken. Can't undo it. What can I do?" What shall we do? Peter answered, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, and receive the gift of God's Spirit. For to you is the promise, and to your children, and as many as afar off, future Gentiles, the future generations, even us today, the promise of forgiveness and the reception of God's Spirit. That's a promise to you, to your children, to all that afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call." In verse 41, it says, "Those that gladly received his word were baptized." In verse 42, it says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' teaching, the breaking of bread and prayers. In verse 47, the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Those who were being saved refers back to those in verse 41 who received the word with all gladness and were baptized. So can they be forgiven, the ones that threw their hands up and said, "We've crucified the Christ, we've murdered the Messiah, we're guilty as charged"? Yes. Something that bad can be forgiven. But the immoral,
I have to quit.
The immoral?
Yeah.
Don't you know it? Paul begins in verse 1 Corinthians 6. Don't you know the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Then he gives a list of some of the crimes they've committed. The idolaters, the thieves, the covetous, the drunkards, the revilers, the extortioners will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, "And such were some of you," Paul writes to his audience. "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus." And I've been on the idolater, a thief, drunk, a reviler, an extortioner? Can I be forgiven?
Yeah.
Number seven, I put the chief of sinners. The chief? What about the worst? Not just sinners in general. What about the one who's at the top of the heap? Can that person be forgiven? Paul said in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12, I thank God through Jesus Christ my Lord. All right, what are you going to thank God for? Who enabled me, counted me faithful, put me in the ministry, who was before a blasphemer, a persecutor, injurious. Oh, I hurt the brethren. Can I be forgiven? But I obtained mercy. The grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ came into the world to save, the verse continues, to save sinners, of whom I'm chief. Oh, you can't get any worse than me. But how be it for this cause, I obtained mercy. So we look at ourselves. We look at those around us. Family, friends, neighbors. And then, can we be forgiven? Even for the worst of the crimes. So the last one did put, yes, you and me. You and me. We can. The very, very bottom, I put the plan. Very simply. You need, number one, hear the word of God. You need to believe it. You have the scripture references. Then you need to turn your life around. Instead of serving self, serve God. Priority. Then number four, you want to confess your faith that Jesus is God's Son. Then number five, when those four things are in place, you can be baptized for remission of sins. Rise to walk in newness of life, the Bible says. And so then I put the very, very bottom of your notes. Now, as newborn, desire the sincere milk of the Word, in the Word of God, that you may grow. You can answer that invitation anytime. Afternoon, morning, and or evening, today. Just simply call and let me know. Or let a family member know that I want to do that right now. So while we are here, we extend this invitation every time we assemble. This is your desire, your resolve to become a Christian, to be baptized for remission of sins. But simply, but let it be known. So we sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation. So if that's your resolve this morning, just simply come and have a seat beside me while we're singing this song. Let it be known, we'll answer that. So let's make your way to the front here and we'll sing. Let's stand, please. We'll sing this song of encouragement.